When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I am Matt Terrio of the Epic Real Estate Investing Show, and today is Thought Leader Thursday. And today I'm joined by a real estate investor, entrepreneur, who has his finger really on the pulse when it comes to creating success for himself and others. So, you know, from extremely humble beginnings, he started with a firewood business in high school to a collision repair shop and his first real estate deal before the age of 20. From here, he went on to create a multi-million dollar real estate business, became a multiple New York Times bestselling author, 16 years every day on TV, and is one of the most watched in real estate and success trainers of our generation. Quite the accomplishment. That's all very, very true. As I was writing this and putting this together, I was like, wow, he really has been on the TV quite a lot. So you will recognize him for sure. He's maximized the success and profits in each of these endeavors along his evolution and his businesses and brand. He's generated nearly $1 billion. That's with a B in revenue. He's obsessed with sharing the success habits learned along the way. And today we're fortunate to have him here to share those with us directly. So please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Dean Graziosi. Dean, welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing.
Good to be here, man. Good to be here.
That's quite the list. It didn't seem like that long when I was writing it, but putting it all together and coming out the mouth, it took a while. So Dean, before we get into your business and what you're up to right now, I mentioned briefly that what you were doing just before your first real estate deal. Can I ask you what was it about real estate that originally you found so attractive?
I'd love to give you a really eloquent answer other than I was just a broke kid in a small town. And there was two people, Rick Noto and Dominic Afuso. And those two guys in my little town did real estate, and both of them seemed to have money and they seemed happy and they seemed to live fulfilled lives. And I watched my family struggle and worry about money and stress about it. So real estate seemed like the way to go because I saw two people living a good life, and I was in my teens. I was hungry to get away from a life that seemed painful, and real estate seemed the way. So I was just, you know, sometimes being naive is the greatest gift we can have for our success, right? You get to be 30, 40, 50 years old. You want to make a shift in your career, your life. You're worried about your kids. You're worried about your family. You're worried about your legacy. You're worried about the bills. You're worried about the mortgage. I was a 17-year-old kid that knew he wasn't going to college and could barely get out of high school, had nothing to lose. So I was just stupid enough, I guess, or naive enough to go after it. So awesome. I had a lot of people tell me I was naive and stupid, but luckily they were wrong.
I think we've all had those people on our life. Yeah. You know, you don't have to be an entrepreneur too long to hear that eventually, right? So how has your view of real estate changed over the years? Because that was a long time ago, and here you are today. And has your view of real estate changed at all?
Now, real estate, to me, and this is my personal opinion, it's my savior. Mm-hmm. I mean, where else could a kid that didn't go to high school or didn't go past high school? I didn't have money. I didn't have education. I don't know how to articulate very well. I don't have a vast vocabulary to this day. I have multiple New York Times bestselling books. I still have a crappy vocabulary. I use a lot of great, awesome, and good. But where else, for me, where else could someone with just desire and pure out passion and a goal to go someplace, where else could you get the leaps and bounds of wealth, of accomplishment, of success than I could in real estate? I still look back and I feel so blessed I took that path. Before I hit 30, I was a millionaire. And I don't say that like, hey, look at me, I was a millionaire. But how else could that happen? I mean, America is an amazing place to live, and I think it's an incredible country, and we have so much opportunity. But for me, I don't know if there would have been another path. So I have much gratitude towards real estate. I always admire it. I'm always learning, always growing, always creating courses and programs, and I still own hundreds and hundreds of houses around the country, still doing real estate deals on a regular basis. So it's only gotten better, greater. And, you know, you learn more. And then you get the opportunity to be friends and meet people like you. And I know hundreds of amazing real estate investors around the country. I run a high-level mastermind, so I get the wisdom of others. It's not all my work anymore, right? I learn from other people's trial and error, and we get to all get there faster, right? Tide rises all boats.
Absolutely. What was the inspiration to actually get started helping others achieve success in real estate?
Two things. One was Tony Robbins, watching Tony on infomercials. He's a dear friend of mine now. We talk every week, but back then he was just someone I admired. I watched how he was helping people and he helped me. I ordered his course a million years ago and it made a massive impact on my life. I remember thinking, wow, I was this broke kid. Real estate changed my life. Tony changes through personal growth and success. Maybe I could help change people's lives through real estate and I could make money doing it. That's really as simple as it was. I was naive, didn't know how I was going to do it, but I went straight for infomercials too. The internet didn't exist when I started. It was either direct mail or TV. So I went after infomercials watching Tony and luckily after a couple of years of failure and messing up and screwing up, we got some momentum and started changing some lives.
Got a couple other real estate questions here, but yeah. I think this is a perfect transition period that you even brought Tony Robbins up, because over the last couple of years, it appears that you've made this transition from showing people how to succeed in real estate to how to succeed in general. And you've got the new book, Millionaire Success Habits. Congrats, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. So why now? Why is this book so important to you and why write it now?
I think it's the age. I'm going to be 50 this year. I think you start reflecting back. And when I look back of what allowed me to be successful, it was absolutely real estate. Real estate was the pivotal thing for me. It was my pivot point, right? And it was something else if I went in that direction, but I can only look through the eyes of real estate. But I look at real estate as number two. Where I used to think if I wanted to be wealthy, wanted to have security, wanted to have long-term, sustainable wealth, I needed this one thing. Like that's step one, find the right thing. And as I evolve and look back over my own success and being blessed to meet a lot of successful people, I think real estate was really number two. Number one was the foundation, the habits of success. Because you could teach, man, you know this, man, you could teach somebody all the skills to real estate, but if they let a spouse get in their ear and tell them they can't do it, or let a parent get in their face, or the first obstacle they get, they run the other way, or if they focus on what went wrong, not what's right, if they don't have a clear vision on where they want to go, like all these little things are really the step one. I mean, Matt, the only reason you're successful is, or one of the reasons, you know real estate, you know that world insanely well. It's why you're able to teach people. People admire you. They learn from you. But if you were someone that gave up easy, if you were someone that let naysayers talk you off the path, if you were thin-skinned, if you didn't learn from your mistakes, all the simple cliches, if you didn't have that, it wouldn't matter what real estate education we gave you. You could teach somebody how to sell $20 bills for 10 bucks, and they'd still screw it up if they didn't have step one. So that's why I really obsessed with this book, especially is like, all right, after all these years of teaching real estate, I realized the people who succeed with my training are the ones that have the success habits. And I wanted to be able to give people who didn't have access to those, the rules. So that's kind of been my obsession. And I feel really blessed that it's been accepted so well. The book's one of my best-selling books of all the books that I've sold. It's on fire right now. It's doing well. So I think people are getting it.
Congratulations on that. Thank you.
It
must feel fantastic. And you kind of said something there that I've actually been saying a lot over the last few years is that the real estate part of success is actually the really simple part. I mean, it takes us 10, 15 minutes to show you how to fill out a purchase agreement, but why you don't fill one out every single day and submit it, that's where the breakdown is, right?
Exactly. Well, if you've seen what I've done, my real estate, I mean, I've been doing a weekly wisdom video. This is my ninth year. I haven't missed a week. I think I missed 1 week in 9 years of doing a video. And those videos are never about real estate, even though it was for my real estate educational students, right? Because truly, and if you would have asked me this in my 20s, I would have said it's 20% mindset, 80% the vehicle, the stock market, real estate, selling on Amazon, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And then as the years go by, I'm at a probably 85-15, like, I know your real estate stuff works, Matt. It's what you do. I know mine works. My education, what I do works. But the 85% is, are you going to work it? And when you're going to work it, are you going to, I mean, we'll have people come to a mastermind and they're not doing deals. And we'll say, well, how many offers have you submitted this month? And it's like, well, none. Well, how come? Ah, that's kind of scary. What if they call me back? It's like, okay, so let's work on you. So the more I'm in this, Matt, the more I realize I have to go upstream. There was I have no idea where I heard this joke. Or this, it's not really a joke, a parody. It said a doctor pulls up to a stream and all of a sudden there's all these people coming down the stream and they're drowning. And he's running out in the stream. He's pulling them in mouth to mouth, runs out, gets another one. Another doctor pulls up and he goes, come help me. And they're out there, two people, and they're dragging these people out of the stream. But the third doctor was a little smarter. He got there and they said, come on and help us pull these people out of the stream. And he left. He gets in his car and he's driving away. And the doctor says, hey, where are you going? He said, well, I'm just going to drive upstream and see who's throwing these people in. And nice. The way I look about millionaire success habits, it's really just going upstream. I know real estate works. There's no question. It saved my life. It changed your life. All the people's lives you've affected. Real estate works. It's why I think it's the greatest way to make money and build wealth in the history of the world. I mean, people, doesn't matter if cars fly, doesn't matter if they're autonomous and they fly, they're going to still fly autonomously to someone's house and they're going to need to live in it. Housing is bulletproof and it's future proof. Taxi business wasn't future proof. Blockbuster Video, not future proof. Borders books, not future proof. Real estate, future proof. Doesn't matter what technology, there's no disruptive technology that will make people not live in a home.
You know, you've been doing this for a long time and you've heard, you've seen people come and go. Is there one piece of bad advice out there that you see or hear frequently that just kind of drives you crazy?
Yep, there's a lot actually.
Great.
I use the term like the magic money machine, especially what Facebook has done and social media, which is great in so many wonderful ways. But it's layered, it's allowed a low entry point. When I first started 20 years ago and you wanted to get on TV and if you wanted to do an infomercial, you were $600,000-$700,000 in before you knew you were going to be profitable. That's a low entry point. Now you get somebody who's done one real estate deal or two, and for $50 they're on Facebook, right? And I don't mean that disrespectfully because I love all entrepreneurs, but what people don't have is if they combine that without the ethics, with the holding of the big checks, I made this $150,000 in 5 minutes and you can too. It's selling false hope. So what's always frustrating me is selling false hope. I decided 7 years ago, I haven't used a money claim or a testimonial talking about money in 7 years, just because it's just what I decided to do. I'd rather sell on principle. I'd rather sell on life changing. I'd rather sell on true, kind of grit of actually making it happen. It's worked for me. So yeah, yeah. I'd say the overnight, pitching of the overnight millionaire, even though my book is named Millionaire Success Habits, it's talking about the habits, not the magic money machine.
So talk about the millionaire success habits. Let's get really practical. What's one millionaire success habit someone could adopt right now for maximum impact?
One is getting crystal clear on where it is you really want to go. Mm-hmm. And as much as people have heard that, set your goals, find out your purpose, all that, but most people aren't doing it. And I know this because I've asked thousands of people, and you could do it this week, Matt, or anybody listening or watching right now, or just ask 5 people this week what they don't want out of life. Mm-hmm. And people will go on a literal rant of what they don't want. They don't want my husband to do this, don't want my wife to do this, don't want this job, don't want the money, don't want the stress, don't want the pressure, don't want this president. I mean, whatever it is, they'll just go on and on. And if you disrupt them or interrupt them and say, hey, hold on 1 second. I know what you don't want. What do you want out of life? Mm-hmm. Literally, it doesn't matter if you ask 10 people or 100, 90% of the people, 9 out of 10 will go, well, that's a really good question. Or let me think about that. What right. do I want? So think about that. We're all in today's world with having these little machines in our back pocket. We're all like Lamborghinis. We're all going fast, 100 miles an hour, but nobody's got their GPS on. They're just driving 100 miles an hour down roads with no destination. And I would just check if you've ever said, I wish I had more time. I wish I could clone myself. I wish time wasn't such a problem. I need a time management program. If you've ever said that to yourself, I would just ask you, do you really know where it is that you're going? Do you know where you're pointing your ship? And one of the most successful people I know, and I've been blessed to meet billionaires, whether it was John Paul DeJorio, Richard Branson, you know, my buddy Tony Robbins, I've met so many wonderful people, more than I should have, more than I deserve. Successful people know exactly where they're going in a moment. They don't, when you ask them where they're going, if you ask most people what they want, they'll tell you what they don't want. Mm-hmm. Successful people know in an instant, and that's where they point their ship. So I'll give you a little hack right now, and every single person should do this. Pretend it's 1 year from today. It's a year from right now. We're on this call. We're doing this training again. We're on this podcast, and you're looking back, not looking forward what could be in a year. It is a year from now. You're visualizing a year from now, and it's been the best financial year of your life. And literally jot that down, what's happening. Not I'm going to make more money. No, I'm making $50,000 a month, $20,000 a month, $5,000 a month, whatever the number is that would excite you. I'm in the best shape of my life. I wake up with confidence. I have more courage. I stepped up my relationship. I ended a bad one. I don't know what it is, but write it down as if it's happening. And that's an easy way to get a vision of where you want to go. But here's the best part about that. Once you write down what the best year of your life looks like, then you could start analyzing all the crap that you shouldn't be doing. Most people make a to-do list. When you figure out your vision, you start making a not to-do list. Stop doing the things that don't serve you. They don't serve God. They don't serve your bigger future. They don't serve your next level of income, the next level of love, intimacy, passion, a connection with your family, your kids, and start throwing that crap away and taking your focus and putting it on that vision. As simple as that sounds, you've heard it a million times. If you're listening to this, you probably have listened to other podcasts, read Personal Growth, but most people aren't doing it. And successful people do that over and over. And that's a practice. It's like going to the gym. You can't just do it today and expect it'll last a lifetime. Tomorrow, you got to think, where am I going? The next day, where am I going? The day after, where am I going? Keep your brain, shift your brain to stop focusing on what you don't want and excavate and dig for what you do want.
Dean, if someone wanted to grab your book, if they wanted to read the rest of the habits, if they wanted to get in contact with you or learn more about you, what would be the best way for them to do that?
So we set up a cool page called deansfreebook.com, deansfreebook.com. You can go to Amazon and buy it there as well too. It's $19 on Amazon. But if you go to Dean's Free Book, you can have the book for free. I already paid for it. We just asked you to cover the, I think it's $8 shipping and handling. That's it. And we'll mail the hardcover.
deansfreebook.com?
That's it.
I'm a collector of domain names. I'm fascinated by them. So that's awesome. Thanks for being here, Dean. It was a pleasure. Let's do it again.
All right, you got it, man. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. All righty. That's it here at the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. I'll see you next week for another episode of Thought Leader Thursday. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.